Hey, this is Scott, and you're listening to What Was That Like? New episodes with guests telling their amazing stories are every other Friday, but today we have the Tuesday question. In the podcast Facebook group, we have a new thought-provoking question every Tuesday, and it generates some really interesting and sometimes deep discussions. We'd love to have you join us. Just go to whatwasthatlike.com/Facebook. But if you're not in that group, we bring it to you here in a short episode every Tuesday. We dig into the group archives and find one of the past Tuesday questions that we've discussed. Then Meredith and I answer that question, and we talk about some of the answers that came from other listeners. And if you love this one, wait till you see what we have for you next Tuesday. Hey, it's Scott, and guess what? You're about to hear an ad. And that's both good and bad. It's good because ads are what make it possible for me to keep bringing you these episodes. And it's bad because, well, maybe you don't like listening to ads, and I get that. And the good news is, you don't have to. When you sign up to support the show, you get every single episode without any ads. Plus, you get all the bonus episodes. Yeah, did you know there are actually bonus episodes? And you can try it all for free just to see what it's like. If you're on an iPhone, just go to the What Was That Like podcast, and at the top, click on Try Free, and you're in. On Android, just go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus and try it out completely free. Once you've had the ad-free experience, you'll see why hundreds of other listeners are already doing it. But for now, here's another ad, and then on with today's episode.
Welcome to the I Can't Sleep podcast with Benjamin Boster. If you're tired of sleepless nights, you'll love the I Can't Sleep podcast. I help quiet your mind by reading random articles from across the web to bore you to sleep with my soothing voice. Each episode provides enough interesting content to hold your attention, and then your mind lets you drift off. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. That's I Can't Sleep with Benjamin Boster.
All right. We are rocking and rolling.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
Okay. I am caffeinated and ready to go.
Coming to you live from Florida, it's Meredith and Scott.
Bum, bum, what do you think of that? I liked that. That was good. You just follow me around and do that, like as I enter the grocery store?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be funny? I think we should have a celebrity record that for us.
Ooh.
And just play that. But then I had another thought, though, and we will get to the question, promise. What about if a listener who wanted to record that opener just recorded it and sent it to us? Like, this Ooh. Jane from Milwaukee, and live from Florida, it's Meredith and Scott.
Oh, I like that.
Anybody that wants to, just send that in, and maybe we can incorporate that in a future episode.
That would be fun.
I wanted to mention one other thing, too, and we really do have to get to the question just in a second. But for anyone that wants to look at the episode notes for any of these Tuesday questions, it's always the same format. It's whatwasthatlike.com/TQ for Tuesday question, and then the number. So like today, this is episode number 9. So you can go to whatwasthatlike.com/TQ9, and you'll see this question and any, you know, links that we wanted to post or pictures or anything like that. That's where that will be.
I love that.
All right. Today's question is, what's something you love that everyone else hates?
I love the takeoff in an airplane.
Oh, I kind of like that too.
Yeah, it feels like a hug. A lot of people, they really hate it, but I
Do you feel about the landing, though?
I kind of like it too, but it's a different feeling. Yeah. It's exciting, you know. Uh-huh. I just started flying when I was so young that it's never really entered my psyche that something bad could happen. But I'm also on large commercial airplanes. I've not flown in the Cessna type planes before.
You just enjoy the thrill. You probably like roller coasters too.
Yeah, they're not bad. It's been a while, but you know, the waiting in line kind of spoils it for me because my brother
that kills it.
I know. My brother uses a wheelchair. And so growing up, when we went to Disney World, we got pushed to the front of the line and I never had to wait in line. And so then as an adult, when I went to a theme park without my brother, I was like, what is this garbage? 2 hours in line for a 3 minute ride.
It's crazy. Yeah. You know, though, even though you don't need one, they have wheelchairs there.
Oh my gosh. I couldn't even like entertain the idea of faking that. I know people do. I know. And I think I've known people who have done it, but I get mad when people park in handicap parking and they don't have a pass, you know?
Yes. And before anybody sends any email, I was joking then. I wouldn't do it either. Okay.
Don't cancel Scott. Okay.
Right.
What about you?
Something that I love that everyone else hates. I actually have two things. The first one is fairly recent, like in the last couple of years for me, getting up really early in the morning. I don't know what it is, but it's been like a year and a half or 2 years. I have not used an alarm clock, and I will, between 4 and 5 in the morning, I am done sleeping. So I get up and start my day. It's kind of nice because it's so quiet in the house, and, you know, I can just get some stuff done.
What time do you go to bed?
Oh, that's the other factor. That's what enables me to do this, okay? My nighttime routine, here it is 8:30. This is Eastern time. 8:30, I will get in bed with my two puppies, and we'll watch Netflix or Hulu or TikTok or whatever for 45 minutes or an hour. And 9:30, dogs are out, and I'm off to sleep. So, you know, if you figure 9:30 to 4:30, that's 7 hours. All I need is 7 hours of sleep every night, and I'm done. And my body knows that, I guess.
Wow, that's impressive. I mean, I like the quiet in the morning myself, but I wouldn't say that I love getting up early. I just love people not bugging me in the morning. There's definitely a difference.
Yeah. And my other one is I really like movies with sad endings or depressing endings.
You said that in another episode that we did, and you were like, yeah, you know, those dark, sad movies, it's kind of a thing. And I was like, oh God.
this is the risk of doing multiple episodes, because I'm not going to remember what we already talked about. Because we not only talk here, we talk offline as well. Right. And maybe I told you a story then, and okay, but that's my other one. So
wow. Yeah, that one is a good one, because a lot of people, I'm one of them. I don't care for sad, stressful, or dark movies, which is lot of movies.
It is. It's a lot of them. And I love it. So
Not for me. Okay. Well, let's see what listeners said.
What did the listeners say? Okay. First one. Now, this is a woman, and she says, I love the smell of a horse. A sweaty horse. And even when a horse passes gas, horses don't eat meat. Therefore, their gas doesn't smell bad. And I know other horsey gals love these things as well, though. You know, what I thought about this is I don't eat meat. And how does that work? You know, so next time my wife complains about a really bad smell, hey, the problem must be your nose, since I don't eat meat, and so mine don't smell.
Oh my gosh. You heard it here first, folks. I mean, this is spoken like a true horse girl, right? Like, there's all these horse girl memes. My cousin is a horse girl. I just went to her farm a couple of weekends ago and got to experience all of this. So when I read this, I was like, oh yes, I do know the smell of a sweaty horse, but I'm not bothered by it. The passing gas part, however, does take it to the next level. I don't know if I can line up with that, but yeah.
Horse people must really know that, though.
Yeah, horse people are a special breed. Huh, see what I did there?
That's why people tune in, to hear stuff right. like that. Very good.
And to hear your bathroom confessions. Okay, let's move on to the second one.
Okay.
All right, this person says, humidity. I've lived in Southern Colorado my whole life, and we get rain like never. It's so, so dry where I live, so I love visiting Florida, Georgia, and Maryland in the summer. My skin soaks it up, and my hair loves it. We went to Florida for a beach vacation last year in the middle of June. Yes, it was hot, and I'd never live there permanently, but it was amazing. I like humidity, too, so I feel this, except for the I'd never live here part. I won't take that personally, dear listener, but, you know.
Well, I know a lot of people that would not want to live in Florida. I'm kind of with this person as well. Like, I can't really say I love it, but I'm okay with it. My wife hates it. She grew up in Maine, and she would rather be there in the cold winter probably year-round than to sweat in Florida.
I mean, I'm from Nebraska, which is, you know, like a close cousin to Colorado. Colorado's more arid, and it does get humid in Nebraska, but humidity here in Florida is next level. So I feel like I have a good comparison to this person also. And yeah, I like it. My hair really prefers California, but that's because it's a kind of coarse hair. So I end up looking like Monica from Friends, the more humid it is. You know, that episode where they went to Hawaii and her hair kept getting bigger and bigger.
Another confession.
You've never watched Friends?
I cannot watch Friends. I'm sorry.
What do you mean you can't? Of course you can.
The laugh track.
You don't like laugh tracks?
Laugh tracks kill everything. And oh, I know people are going to hate me for this, but I know there's other people too that they go online on Reddit or something, and why does anybody watch Friends? It's not even funny. And if you take the laugh track out, I've seen some videos like that. Nobody would laugh at that stuff. But
I do. I like it.
I know. I'm definitely the minority, and I'm different. So I recognize that. That's fine.
So that is like the inverse of this question. Instead of something you love that everyone else hates, what's something you hate that everyone else loves?
Oh, that's going to be another question.
Boom.
That'll be a whole other episode.
I already have my answer for that one. Yeah. All right. Okay. Cool. And you already have yours, obviously.
Okay. Number three is I love bats. They are cool little creatures that are so misunderstood. They take care of the bugs all night long, and they are misunderstood. They just look so creepy, you know?
Oh, I
like them too. They're okay.
I think they look like little flying squirrels.
Yeah, squirrels with wings that are black and bite you.
I like bats too.
It's kind of like the opossum. It's wonderful. It's useful. They do all kinds of good stuff, but they just look kind of scary and they creep around in the dark.
Yeah, that is true. The whole creep around in the dark thing. I don't know why bats get such a bad rap. We went to Costa Rica and the people we were staying with took us on a little adventure and we trekked over land and sea and ended up in a bat cave. And it was a man and woman. And the man kept staring at me because he was waiting for me to freak out. I think he stereotyped me a little bit. That happens sometimes. Maybe saw some pictures online of me in like makeup and high heels and was like, oh yeah, this girl's gonna freak out. And I was so excited because he turned on the light and shown it up to the top of the cave, and the whole cave was covered in bats.
And they were all sleeping?
And they were all sleeping. So we had to be really quiet. Oh my gosh, it was so cool though.
That does sound cool. Yeah.
I think this listener would like, there's an author named Bill Shutt. He's a PhD zoologist, and he spent his whole career, like all of it, I think 40 years, studying and teaching about bats. And he even wrote a book about it. Dark Bouquet is what it's called.
This sounds like somebody that you may have spoken with.
Yeah, you are correct. This is how every conversation goes with my family. I try to keep it low key. I'm like, so I talked to this guy who studies fill in the blank with obscure subject. And then my dad is like, Let me guess, you interviewed this person? But yeah, I interviewed Bill about cannibalism, actually.
Wow. And
yeah.
Wait, cannibalism and bats?
No, I mean, our discussion was about cannibalism because he also wrote a book on cannibalism and it was called Cannibalism, A Perfectly Natural History. And my podcast episode was, why is cannibalism taboo? Because this is sort of getting into it. So because the episode prior or two episodes prior to that, I interviewed a guy who ate his foot. Wait, you interviewed that same guy. That was,
oh yeah. He's been on both of our shows. Right.
Shiny Shart.
Yep.
Yeah. And so I thought this would be the perfect pairing to have this very like academic piece with the kind of story part of it. And mm-hmm. so Bill talked about how Columbus, for example, exaggerated tales of cannibalism in order to further the pursuit of colonialism. And so we talked about Columbus and we talked about communion, taking communion and how it's a little cannibal-y. And we talked about eating placenta and he even ate some placenta. And he talked about that too.
That's, I've since learned that, or recently learned that that's kind of a common thing. When someone delivers a baby, you can eat the placenta.
I think it's more common in certain areas, like the Pacific Northwest. I think they're more on board with that.
That's where I heard it of it happening. That's the
is
person
it really?
That told me. Yes. Yeah. And the person is listening to this right now, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
So, and what episode was that about cannibalism? Because that sounds like that's one I'd want to listen to.
Yes. I think it would be interesting, especially since you interviewed the guy who ate his foot as well. It's right. episode 143.
All right. So we'll put a link to in the show notes to episode 143.
Lots of fun. Fun about cannibalism, boys and girls.
Last one is, go ahead.
She says, taking night walks in the woods. I try to go without light as much as possible. Unlike most people I encounter, I feel the woods shroud me and I wear them like a cloak, protection. I know, not safe, LOL. I probably would get along with this person very well.
I think so too. And I kind of love that idea. I have been out in the woods alone in the middle of the night, and it's great that this person finds that the woods and the dark are not to be feared, but seen as protection. Do you ever watch the TV show Alone on Hulu?
No.
That goes along with this very well. It's like a reality contestant TV show. You got 10 people. They're dropped in various places in the wilderness, separate from each other. And it's the last one who decides not to quit is the winner, and they win $500,000. So they have to build their shelter and find food and survive. And most of them go, you know, 50 or 100 days before they finally declare a winner. And actually, I interviewed someone who was on that show. Her name was Juania, and it's called Juania Was Alone in the Arctic, episode 75.
In the Arctic?
Yeah.
Wait, 75? I need to listen to this one. Okay. That is interesting. I bet whoever wins is an introvert. Because we kind of thrive on that solo time, especially in nature. Introverts love, we love nature and we love alone time.
Yeah. And we're better to be alone than in the woods.
I think
so. Around nature. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
If you want to check out the current Tuesday question that everyone's discussing, head over to whatwasthatlike.com/Facebook and join the conversation. And make sure you're subscribed to What Was That Like. Every other Friday, we talk to some regular person who's been through something extremely unusual. We've had guests come on and talk about animal attacks, mass shootings, plane crashes, and getting a deal on Shark Tank. More than 160 episodes to binge. Just search any podcast app for What Was That Like. Big thanks, as always, to my co-host and producer, Meredith, for putting this episode together. You know she has her own podcast, right? It's called Meredith for Real, The Curious Introvert. And I can tell you she's definitely curious because she and her guests a lot of times have conversations about things you don't normally hear talked about. I'm Scott Johnson. See you next time. Hey, this is Scott. Did you know we offer a premium feed of this show that is completely ad-free and there are bonus episodes? Go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus or just click the link in the show notes of any episode to learn more and to sign up. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can sign up right there in the app by clicking Try Free at the top of the episode list. And I hope to see you in the premium feed soon.